Within any country, such as our own, are rich people happier? In poor countries, such as India, being relatively well off does make for somewhat greater well-being. Psychologically, as well as materially, it is much better to be high in social status. We humans need food, rest, warmth, and social contact. But in rich countries, where nearly everyone can afford life's necessities, increasing wealth matters surprisingly little. In the USA, Canada, and Europe, the correlation between income and happiness is, as University of Michigan researchers noted in 1980's 16-nation study, surprisingly weak, indeed, virtually insignificant. Happiness is lower among the very poor. But, once comfortable, more money provides decreasing returns. The second piece of pie, or the second $50,000, never tastes as good as the first. So as far as happiness is concerned, it hardly matters whether one drives a BMW or, like so many of the Scots, walks or rides a bus. Even very rich people, the Forbes 100 Wealthiest Americans surveyed by University of Illinois psychologist Ed Diener, are only slightly happier than average. 4 in 5 of the 49 people responding to the survey agreed that money can increase or decrease happiness depending on how it is used. And some were indeed unhappy. One extremely rich man said he could never remember being happy. One rich woman reported that money could not undo misery caused by her children's problems. Examples of miserable wealthy people are not hard to come by. At the other end of life's circumstances are most victims of disabling tragedies. Most people who suffer negative life events do not exhibit long-term emotional depression. People who become blind or disabled, perhaps after a car accident, thereafter suffer the frustrations imposed by their limitations. Daily, they must cope with the challenges imposed by their disabilities. Yet, remarkably, most eventually recover a near-normal level of day-to-day happiness. Thus, university students who must cope with disabilities are as likely as able-bodied students to report themselves happy, and their friends agree with their self-perceptions. Weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes with the morning. Within any country, such as our own, are rich people happier? In poor countries, such as India, being relatively well off does make for somewhat greater well-being. Psychologically, as well as materially, it is much better to be high in social status. We humans need food, rest, warmth, and social contact. But in rich countries, where nearly everyone can afford life's necessities, increasing wealth matters surprisingly little. In the USA, Canada, and Europe, the correlation between income and happiness is, as University of Michigan researchers noted in 1980's 16-nation study, surprisingly weak, indeed, virtually insignificant. Happiness is lower among the very poor. But, once comfortable, more money provides decreasing returns. The second piece of pie, or the second $50,000, never tastes as good as the first. So as far as happiness is concerned, it hardly matters whether one drives a BMW or, like so many of the Scots, walks or rides a bus. Even very rich people, the Forbes 100 Wealthiest Americans surveyed by University of Illinois psychologist Ed Diener, are only slightly happier than average. 4 in 5 of the 49 people responding to the survey agreed that money can increase or decrease happiness depending on how it is used. And some were indeed unhappy. One extremely rich man said he could never remember being happy. One rich woman reported that money could not undo misery caused by her children's problems. Examples of miserable wealthy people are not hard to come by. At the other end of life circumstances are most victims of disabling tragedies. Most people who suffer negative life events do not exhibit long-term emotional depression. People who become blind or disabled, perhaps after a car accident, thereafter suffer the frustrations imposed by their limitations. Daily, they must cope with the challenges imposed by their disabilities. Yet, remarkably, most eventually recover a near-normal level of day-to-day happiness. Thus, university students who must cope with disabilities are as likely as able-bodied students to report themselves happy, and their friends agree with their self-perceptions. Weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes with the morning.